Flying Cool Tech, October 21, 05. You'll join me for the walk home. See you guys Monday. Yep.
Have a good one.
Yep, y'all too. Have a good weekend. How y'all doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Flying Cool Tech. Got a couple of little things to chat with you about today as we head home. I actually bought a Powerball ticket yesterday since the, you know, I was laughing with Rob. Why is it that one is compelled to buy a Powerball ticket when, you know, the jackpot is $300 million as opposed to $100 million. I don't understand, but I did it anyway. And I actually won $4 from it. I think I got the Powerball and one other number. Well, it's very windy out here today. I do have the windscreens on the binaural microphones, though, so shouldn't be a problem. I am recording today on the Olympus DS2. There you go, little buddy. Let's go down the, across the grass here and down the hill. Right. Well, you think we're gonna walk in the grass all the way home, you goofy? Good boy. Hold on, we lost the mic. That's not very good. Okay. So yeah, I matched the Powerball and one other number, so I won a big $4, but why is that, that we're compelled, or, I don't know, that's probably only the second Powerball ticket I've ever bought in my life. You know, I forget what they said the odds were, but it was pretty astonishing. Somebody won last night, though. Somebody in Oregon. The other day I was coming to work and telling you about the APH Training and Information podcast, and I must have got interrupted before I gave you the whole feed. It's http://feeds.feedburner.com/training and information. Good doggy, little buddy. We're taking a left. Crossing State Street. I want to give a shout out to Randy in San Antonio and his girlfriend Sabrina. He says Sabrina's from Louisiana, as they say it there. In San Antonio, I guess he's referring to. And speaking of Louisiana, got an email last night from oh, these branches are wet and hanging down a little bit. We got a little rain last night. Got a nice email from David. I want to say, I've only heard him pronounce his last name once on his podcast. David Fosh, I think, from Lafayette. He does the Blind Chance podcast. which I highly recommend. He does a lot of good book reviews. And he's got a master's in library science, I believe he said it was. In fact, David, I'd love to get a career cast from you at some point. One of the things we're going to have to really consider soon is how to do some better organization on the Blind Cool Tech website. Probably are maybe divided up or let you filter it by careers and sound seeing tours and product demos. And maybe we can even get this recipes and cooking demos started. That would be good. Well, we ordered one of the M-Audio M-Trax units that Neil Ewers reviewed in an earlier podcast. Got it yesterday. Good boy. And I tried it out with these binaural microphones, and I only tried it for about 10 minutes. And I was a little upset. I love the size of it. It's like Neil points out, it's not the easiest thing in the world to use. And it makes some decent recordings, given the right conditions. But I tried it out with the binaural mics. Just walked across the warehouse next to us. Try to get some tests of ambient noise and stereo separation and a few things. And it seems like every time I put my right foot down, there was this low thump, this low boom, boom. It sounded like Jolly Green Giant walking through there or something. And then what's worse is it started picking up some kind of humming noise from somewhere. Now, Rob took it home last night and tried it with some higher-end microphones. He was a little disappointed with that, but he didn't get the humming, buzzing noise or anything. So I have no idea what that's about. Wow, the wind is really blowing. We're going to get some... try to update the firmware on it.
Where are you going, Larry?
Hey, what's up?
How are you doing out here?
I'm going home, man. Home. Hey, Joy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. What are y'all doing out of work? Oh, you're off today, aren't you?
Hey, and I just played hooky.
Shame on you, James. Well, it's gorgeous out here.
You get down to them use them or lose them days.
That's true.
I mean, you get a year now, three?
Yeah, I'm up to 3 weeks now, finally.
How long you had it?
Just this year.
Oh, you're on your 10th year?
Well, no, I'm on number 13. So
okay,
I guess I've had it a year or two.
Yeah. 4 years now.
And I have trouble using them, too. See you guys. Good doggy. Lynette Tatum. Sent me an email this morning saying she's going to be submitting one today of a walking cast, so I'm looking forward to hearing that. Good boy. That's it, little buddy. were doing something with the sidewalk up here yesterday as I was coming home. Sounded like a jackhammer on it. I don't quite know what it was. But this M-Audio recorder, the firmware that's up there right now is beta, so we're a little bit reluctant to try it, even though we're always throwing our beta software up there for people to try. I guess it wouldn't hurt. I don't know that software could have caused that buzzing sound, though. Have any of you guys tried out the Sony or the Panasonic or the Philips digital recorders? What's that? Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going around. Excuse us. Good boy. I've heard a lot of good things about the Sony. I don't quite know what format it records in. It's kind of a little bit frustrating, you know, being so close to having such a good recording solution. And you know, Daryl brought up on the list and in a voicemail the idea of putting better recording capabilities into the book port, and that's definitely something we want to do. But as Neil pointed out on the BCT list, if you really wanted to get the quality of recording like you do from the M-Audio unit or the Eddyroll R1, you know, the components are going to cost really more than what the book port whole unit costs right now. So we've got to be careful about the price, or we could price the thing right out of its usefulness. We'll let Jake take a break here by the tracks. Earlier today I did a demonstration of the Verbal View of Word DAISY tutorial that APH is now offering. Next week I'll do a Verbal View of Word Advanced. And in this one today, I just basically, you know, as you probably heard already, just told you what it was, played you the introductory material to it. But next week I'll go into more of a demonstration of how you can navigate through the material and find the information that you're interested in. Basically, it would be another demonstration of the advantages of the structure of a DAISY digital talking book. Very exciting products, though. We've had a lot of requests to do more tutorials. And we contracted with Peter Duran to do these, so many of you recognize him from BRL Inc. And he's done tutorials in the past, and they've always been good ones. And these are too. I have had to make a conscious effort in the last week or so to try to listen to a few less podcasts and try to do a little more reading. So, and I must say, I don't do the intellectual reading that will expand my horizons very often. I like the trashy stuff. Well, you know, just regular novels, bestsellers, and, you know, just for relaxing. I'm reading, I can't even think of the name of it now. It's a new Sandra Brown novel. Got it from Bookshare this week. Read the newest Robert B. Parker one last week. And I started on another one from Robert B. Parker. He changed from Spencer to, this was a old West style novel, Louis L'Amour-esque. But I really am having a little bit of trouble getting into it. I'll have to give it another chance. I'd almost forgotten what a pleasure and a great escapism reading is. I thoroughly enjoyed all the neat content available on this podcast, but man, you've got to do more than just listen to podcasts all your life. At least, I think you do. One new technology item I wanted to mention to you guys. This is actually from several weeks ago. I believe it's Sony and Kodak in the digital camera realm have both come out with cameras with built-in Wi-Fi connections. Now, they don't necessarily hook up to the internet directly, but they hook up to your local router and let you send the pictures, you know, to your computer, which obviously those of us with the Nokia cell phones have been doing with Bluetooth for a while, and I love that. Of course, the camera, at least the one I have, is no comparison to a 5 or an 8 megapixel camera. You know, these are basically your low-resolution shots. You know, they're okay to view on a web page or whatever, but nothing in comparison to a high-quality photo. Have any of you tried out the Gotta Be that Dean Martineau reviewed a few days ago? That new search engine that Chris Carrello came up with. I hadn't tried it on my cell phone yet. See, what else? I was reading, I don't know how great a news this is, but it's interesting nonetheless. Nonetheless, company in Japan is coming out with more and more people are coming out with these. This is a cell phone PDA combination that actually has I wasn't clear if it was a slide-out keyboard or what, but you can actually type on it. Hello. Hey. I was having a lunch with a guy the other day that had one of the new Blackberries. That's a cell phone and a PDA. And the way he had to type on it was with his thumbs. Had a little keyboard at the bottom of the screen. But it wasn't anything you could do any touch typing on or anything. Better wait. Yeah. There we go. Good for you, buddy. He was telling me a funny story, though, about the word prediction. So it's set up where you just type, you know, the, like instead of hitting say the three key twice to get an E, you just hit each key once for the letters you want. It pulls up what it thinks is the right word, and he almost sent a message to an elderly conservative woman in his office that said something like he wanted to say, you know, when you're ready to go, and it came out, are you ready to hoe? Or something like that. It was pretty funny. So he tells me he's quickly learned to proofread those before he actually sends them. I got a call today from the guy that's working on Shelley's car. Oh man, this thing's gonna end up costing us around $800, which I don't really know that her car's worth that much, but at least we do know what we have. Like I was saying earlier, Jeff Armstrong had sent me a note saying that's, you know, he was kind of working a similar strategy with his son, pickup truck, and trying to do repairs on it rather than buying a new one. And, you know, I just can't see tying up, you know, a young person with car payments when they're still in school. You know, it just kind of makes you a slave. In fact, if I had it to do over again, I probably would never buy a new car. I have several of them, but what a waste of money. And it's tempting, especially if you have the money, you know. Somehow, these car dealers or these car manufacturers make it so appealing. And granted, it is nice, but it's a matter of one of those things, is it worth it? You know, $20,000-$30,000 is a lot for a car. And we're just talking about regular mainstream car. As we all know, you can easily pay $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. So I guess this $800 is, you know, you could say, well, probably should just try to find another car for $800. But you don't know what you're getting. Hey! I don't know who in the heck that was. Good doggy. And at least this way, you know, she likes the car. It's reliable, and I think it's going to teach her to keep track of her gauges a little better now. To actually take action when she knows something's wrong. It's like we were talking today at work. One of them's wife. The car starts making noise, so they just turn the radio up louder. So I tried out the Eddy Roll today too with the binaural mics, and it actually did much better than the M-Audio did. It's just the size of it is not that appealing. A little bit too big. And oddly enough, they put the microphone jack on the side of it instead of on the top edge of the unit, which makes it a little hard to carry in your pocket. I was hoping we'd get a train for Buddy today. Buddy left me an email, I mean a voicemail, Buddy in Ashland, North Carolina, and he said something about, you know, not breaking my neck to get one, and I certainly don't intend to do that, but then he came and said something about he likes the front-to-back perception. I didn't know whether he was talking about, you know, like we discussed a while back here, you know, if you can actually perceive the front-to-back movement on the binaural microphones, which I think we've all established we pretty well can, or if he was talking about front-to-back sound of a train, and that is something I'm not willing to do. I'm not going to get in front of the train. But there is a set of tracks immediately across the street on my left here. And I usually do get a train. But ever since we've been trying to, we hadn't. So I don't know what that's about. Maybe this period from 4 to 4:30 while I'm on this walk is not one normally scheduled for any train activity. I was telling you guys, Liz got called to jury duty again. How ironic. She was just on jury duty a couple weeks ago for the first time in her life. And then 2 weeks later, she gets called for it again. This time it was a federal case. I believe it was mail fraud and some kind of scam operation. She didn't get picked for that jury. She did on the first one. It was there for 2 days. That was a evasion charge. And they actually ended up convicting, finding the young man guilty. And Liz actually is a pretty liberal person. She really wanted to find a way not to convict way, but that's not the way the evidence and the testimony went. In fact, she said a lot of the jurors felt that way. She was serious about that case, too. She wouldn't talk to me about it while it was going on. I respect that, of course. I've never actually served on a jury. I got called once when I lived in Texarkana, but I didn't get picked for the jury. And I'm really surprised it's not happened again, knock on wood. And I would do it. Obviously, it's a responsibility in a democratic society, just like voting is. Some kids playing basketball over there, right over here. Gorgeous day for it. It's nice and cool and sunny and windy. Trying to talk Shelly into going to a haunted house, doing a sound thing. She says she's too scared. She went with some of her friends to one a couple weeks ago, and she wimped out on them, and they got all mad at her. Talking about haunted houses, I'm going to tell you on something. I don't want you to think I'm crazy. But both my daughters and my girlfriend swear they see a figure walking in our house once in a while. And it's always in the middle bedroom, which is like six steps up from the living room and then kind of straight ahead and to the right. And Rachel, my youngest daughter, swears this. It's an older woman, and she walks like into the wall that runs between the middle bedroom and the bedroom that I'm in. Well, last night, Liz got off to work. Or maybe it was the night before that. And she thinks Marley saw this, what they're calling a ghost. Because Marley came running down the stairs and she was acting like she had just seen something. I don't know. You know, no branch. Have any of you all experienced anything like that? I know this is opening up a real can of worms, and people have written volumes about it, and there's all kinds of talk shows on these kinds of subjects. I happened to be listening to Art Bell one night. People were calling in with stories. One guy called in with one, and it sends chills up my spine every time I even think about it. What he said was that he was driving down a road late at night and came onto an area where there was a bridge, and there was a fellow by the side of the bridge looking over. He was in a checkered flannel shirt, and said he got up close enough to the guy, and the guy looked over at him, and the fellow on the bridge had no face. And then I forget what happened, if he just disappeared or what, but oof. I really gives you the heebie-jeebies. I knew a girl in college that swore. That's the problem with these binaural mics with the windscreens. They don't want to stay in right. Then my left one fell out. I hope that noise isn't too annoying. This girl in college I went to school with, we became pretty good friends with, swore there was a poltergeist in her house, and to the point of, you know, knocking bookshelves over and stuff like that. And I, you know, she wasn't an unreasonable person. I didn't have any reason not to believe her. And it was a fact that the people that owned the house before she did, a guy had committed suicide in the house with a shotgun. I don't know, it's something interesting to think about. I'm certainly don't claim to be any kind of expert or have any particular knowledge at all, but I know, you know, I certainly don't think my kids would be making this kind of thing up. And I certainly know that Liz isn't the type to come up with these kind of wild things. I don't honestly know of anybody that died in my house, though. I mean, I'm only the third family that's lived there. Well, we're almost to my street, so tell you good folks good evening. Sure enjoyed talking with you. This has been Blind Cool Tech. Don't forget, you can call our comment line and leave a comment. We'll play it on the air. That number's 206-984-9203. Our email is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our web address is blindcooltech.com. Also, be sure and check out the new APH podcast, training and information at aph.org/tech/info.htm is the webpage. And the feed address is there. Basically, it's feeds.feedburner.com/training and information. Sorry. Ooh, I'm wore out. That's a hill, isn't it, little buddy? Y'all have a good one. We will see you next time.
Come here,
Wiz.
Come
here.
Come here, Wiz.
Hi, Mars.
It's coming down.
You got what?
And this is a McDonald's toy.
All right.
And she's walking.
Good. Good for you.